Hello?
Hello, this is Charlie. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed, and this is a quick and confidential call. I would like to ask you, would you prefer to take this call in English or Spanish?
English.
Thank you so much. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else? In which state do you currently reside?
Say that again.
In which state do you currently reside?
New York.
Thank you, sir. Can I have your zip code?
12850.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote in New York?
I'm an independent. So, yeah, I'm registered, but I can't vote in the primary.
Okay. What is your year of birth?
75.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or any Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. What is your race?
Caucasian.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Independent.
Thank you. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
More Republican.
More Republican, thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel you have on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power and 10 means that your vote has all the power.
I guess 5.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
Trump,
thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your representative in Congress, the Republican or the Democrat?
Probably Republican.
Okay, I'm going to read some statements. Please indicate which of them is closest to your own view. I personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available. I'm personally against abortion, but I do not believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision for themselves.
I'd say that one. That second one.
Okay, perfect. Based on what you know, which of the following statements do you think best describe the situation in New York when it comes to abortion's legality? Abortion is legal and available in all cases in New York. Abortion is legal and available with some restrictions in New York. Abortion is banned with a few exceptions in New York. Abortion is totally banned in New York, or you're not so sure?
I guess with a few restrictions.
There's a few restrictions. Okay. How concerned are you about abortion cases in New York? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, indifferent, not very concerned, or not concerned at all?
Not very concerned.
Thank you. As you may know, ballot measures are proposed laws that the public votes on directly. How much have you heard about a ballot measure in your state to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Have you heard a lot, heard some, heard only a little, or heard nothing at all?
I haven't really followed that.
Okay. Based on what you know, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you on the side, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
I guess I'm unsure.
Sorry, you said, sir?
I guess unsure. It's not terribly important to me. There's a lot more things ahead of that.
Yeah. Here is the next. Here is the text of proposal number 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November 2024 elections. add certain protections to the state bills of rights, as anti-discrimination provision to state constitution covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. AJS both puts this protection against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. I know both leaves this protection out of state constitution. So, after reading the ballot measure language, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you on the side, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
I probably wouldn't vote on it.
Okay. Does the opportunity to vote on the abortion ballot measure in your state this November make you more or less motivated to vote, or it does make no difference in your motivation to vote?
It makes no difference.
Okay.
I'd like to afford my groceries first.
Got it. If you learned a candidate for political officials supported the ballot measure, would that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
Say that again? I'm sorry.
Yeah. So sorry about that, sir.
If you learned
a candidate for political office supported the ballot measure, would that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate? Or it makes
makes no difference.
Okay, got it. If you learned that a candidate for political office opposed to the ballot measure, would that make you more or less likely to vote? Or again, it makes no difference.
I'd say it makes no difference.
Thank you. To the best of your knowledge, do Republicans want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally, want a national ban on abortion without exceptions, want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or want states to decide on their own abortion laws?
I thought they're supposed to leave it up to the states.
So sorry?
I think they're going to leave it up to the state.
Okay, so let's say that with some exception, they want to be the abortion to be legal with some exceptions? Or do you think they want it to be legal and accessible, like, in everywhere in the country?
I think they're leaving it up to the state.
Okay. To the best of your knowledge, do Democrats want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally, want a national ban on abortion without exemptions, want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or want states to decide on their own abortion laws?
They want it to be legal everywhere.
Thank you. How about you? Do you want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally, want a national ban on abortion without exemptions, want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or want states to decide on their own abortion laws?
Want the state to decide.
Thank you. When thinking about who to vote for in the race for United States Congress, how important it is to you that the candidates share your opinion on the issue of abortion?
It's
a requirement?
Weird.
It is very important? Somewhat important? Neutral?
Yeah, it's not that important to me.
Okay, so let's say you are neutral in this opinion.
Yeah,
is that right? Thank you. When thinking about who to vote for in the race for president, how important it is to you that a candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion? It is a requirement, very important, somewhat important, neutral, somewhat unimportant, or very unimportant?
Neutral, I'd say.
Thank you. You will now hear some information on a conservative policy agenda called the Project 2025, then answer some questions on it. Project 2025 is an agenda for the next president that outlines a conservative takeover of the government through a series of policies proposals. It includes a plan to make abortion illegal and restrict access to reproductive health care by allowing the government to monitor people's pregnancies, including pregnancies that end in miscarriage, banning abortion nationwide, banning in vitro fertilization nationwide, allowing employers to deny workers access to birth control, eliminating access to medication, abortion access through the mail, and, well, based on what you just hear, how favorable or unfavorable do you feel towards the conservative policy agenda called Project 2025? Do you feel very favorable, somewhat favorable, neutral, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Neutral.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm at work. I can't talk to all that long. I thought it was going to be quick.
Oh,
quick,
yeah.
Thing.
We are just taking to the very end. If you want, I can speed up so we can get, like, all the info if you think it's...
Yeah, I guess. I gotta do some work here.
Okay, thank you. If you learned a candidate for political official support of the Project 2025 conservative policy agenda, would that make you more, less, or likely to vote for the candidate, or make it no difference?
No difference.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read some statement made by people who support Republicans and oppose the abortion ballot measure. Reasonable people can have different opinions on abortion. Democrats support this amendment, which is not what it seems, and it's so extreme. I'm voting for Republicans who have moderate common sense approach to abortion. Is this a very convincing reason to vote? Someone convincing, not a very convincing, or not a convincing reason at all?
No, somewhat convincing, I guess.
Okay, Republicans want to protect their kids and the rights of parents, and that is what I support. The Democrats supporting the proposed abortion amendment, which threatens parents' rights by legalizing abortion and sex changes for minors without parental consent. Is this a very convincing reason? Somewhat convincing, not a very convincing, or it is not convincing at all?
Somewhat, I guess.
Okay, thank you. Well, the next president is likely to appoint up to 3 new Supreme Court judges who will shape Supreme Court rulings on issues like abortion for generations. A Republican president and Senate could lock in a 7-2 conservative majority for decades. We need a Democratic president and senators who will appoint and confirm fair impartial judges, not MAGA justices, who takes rights from billionaires to attack our reproductive freedoms. Is this a very convincing reason to vote? Somewhat convincing, not a very convincing, or not convincing at all?
I'm going to vote.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
This time I'm more on the Republican side. I'm just, things cost too much. And they haven't done a good job the last 4 years.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, I gotta go. I'm sorry. I gotta get back to work. Okay.
Well, there are just a few more questions, sir. I know that it's been a long way off, but we are coming to the very end. Well, in this case, if every person's life and pregnancy has their own unique circumstances, decisions about abortion should stay between people and their doctors, not unqualified politicians. That's why I'm voting yes on the measure and for Democrats who believe the government should not interfere in healthcare decisions. Is this a very convincing reason to you? Somewhat convincing, not a very convincing, and not a convincing reason at all?
I guess somewhat convincing.
Okay, we deserve the freedom to make our own healthcare decisions, including decisions about abortion. Republicans are trying to take away our reproductive freedoms, which is why I'm voting yes on the abortion measure and for Democrats who will protect your freedoms. Is this a very convincing, somewhat convincing, not a very convincing, and not a convincing reason at all?
It's not that convincing because the other reason, their other platform does not impress me.
Okay. I'm just repeating the questions now
to make
sure that we are, sure about the elections you made. So how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Once again, please rate it from 0 to 10.
Like I said, five.
Yeah. I know it's a long way off, but if November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Trump.
Trump, thank you. If the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you on the side, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
I probably wouldn't vote on that measure.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections will held today, Congress, for whom would you vote to be representative in Congress, a Republican or Democrat?
Probably a Republican this time.
Thank you. What is that? Now we are coming just to the very last few questions. Thank you so much for staying with me on the line. Let me tell you that the following questions are just for political purposes, and this is why I'm going to speed up a little bit here. What is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
I went through college, 2 years of college, and then I went to trade school.
Thank you so much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced?
Married.
Thank you so much. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual or something else?
Heterosexual.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
No, I voted Trump.
Thank you. Last year, that was 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is just perfectly fine.
Oh, let me think about this. I don't know, maybe 130.
So sorry, sir, you said?
Probably 130.
Okay, thank you so much. Well, sir, that's the conclusion of our survey. Thank you so much. Let me tell you that your opinion is very important on this case.
All right, thank you.
You better have a good rest of your day, and thank you once again for helping me to get all this information. Have a good one, sir.
Thanks, you too. Bye.
Bye.